cliffcentral.com. My greeting. How are you doing this morning? All right. Okay, so apparently we're on lockdown. The whole of South Africa, right?
And at least we're starting on time, even if we are on lockdown.
Yeah, we're starting on time, even though the president can't. And by the way, if you are late on this show, you're like, even Gord is like maybe 15, 20 minutes. Oh, Matamel. Gets on there at, 2.5 hours after he said he'd be on. Now, what... You've told the nation to be on standby. I want to talk to you.
And already we're on edge.
We're like, all right, good. We'll make a special... We'll go and arrange our whole day around trying to see what you have to say, Mr. President, because you're the president. What does he do? I don't know what he was doing for the... What? Sitting with stakeholders.
What does that even mean?
Oh, please. It's fucking overused in government. That's one of those words. Stakeholders. You know who the biggest stakeholders are?
Taxpayers.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Anyway, so he eventually drags himself out there and tells us you must greet with the elbow. That's what he tells us.
He knew. I know he knew.
That would be turned
that was
into
going. He absolutely knew
you think
that was
so?
Going to. Yes.
I don't know. He had such a serious look on his face. He was like, this is how you do an elbow greet.
So I was following the thread of some of the journalists who were actually was it at the Union Buildings? All I know is what
it was
in Pretoria. One of the journalists who was there, and they were giving some behind the scenes blow by blow of what is actually happening.
Oh, yeah?
One, they were told probably at around 7 that they all need to get out of the room because the auto queue needed to be reset. And they were brought back in probably 20 minutes afterwards. And I'm like, auto queue to be reset? It was excuse after excuse. And then when the president finally stepped up, it looked like the auto queue was on the floor because he wasn't looking into the camera. He was reading from somewhere on the floor. And I just found the whole entire announcement to be bizarre.
All things just... It is ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous. Like he's... I don't know. Look, I suppose what he was saying in the end was sensible stuff. I wonder if we shouldn't have done this a week ago, but you know, who knows? A week ago we had, 10, 12 people who were infected.
Yeah, it was around 12.
So I think we've all just got to keep our wits about us. I don't know. There are probably lots of people who are sick of talking about coronavirus. I've got bad news for you. It's only just started. Yeah.
Travel ban galore.
Yeah. So I found out what the difference is. Thanks to Jonathan Witt on the Renegade Report, I found out that COVID-19 is the disease that's caused by the virus. The virus is the coronavirus, or the SARS-2 something or another. Anyway, so that's the important thing you need to know. If someone calls it, I've got the COVID-19 virus, you say, no, no, that's the disease. COVID-19 is the disease. CO is corona. VI is virus, D disease, 19 the year it was found.
Oh, I thought... yeah. Not that I had put so much thought into it, but I really didn't know what it was about.
Those are genuine sneezes, by the way.
Oh, bless you. But at the same time, a little worried.
Bless you, or stay the fuck away from me. You're allowed to choose.
So in summary, 35 of the 53 land ports we have in South Africa will be shut down. That's what the president announced. 2 of the 8 seaports will also be shut down. All non-essential travel outside the Republic is discouraged. Gatherings of more than 100 people is prohibited. And this is where I found there to be... It was just a little vague for my liking. What does that mean? Does that mean... I don't know. What does prohibit mean? It doesn't... We aren't an illegal banning like Italy currently has.
Well, I don't know, because...
Will they wag a finger at a gathering of over 100 people?
I think it's unenforceable. They won't know necessarily.
And that goes to a wide range of things. So churches.
Yeah.
That will be prohibited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any sort of party or... Then I guess you can't go to a club.
Weddings, funerals.
Weddings? I didn't think of that.
I got a wedding this Saturday. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
Why does anyone have 100 people at their wedding? You don't know 100 people.
Mbule, let's stick
some
to the point.
Some people know more than 100
people. Gareth, 100 people for your wedding.
Some people know more
stick
than 100
to the
people.
Point.
That is so ridiculous.
How many would you have?
Gareth, you...
You wouldn't even have a wife there because no one would be interested in marrying you. How many would you have at your wedding?
Who has... Who knows 100 people? For God's sake, you don't know...
I do.
You don't know 30 people
easily.
Intimately. Do me a favor.
Dunbar's number. It's more than
Dunbar's number I'm aware of. Nobody knows 30 people intimately for your wedding. Stop having 100 people.
100 people. By the time you've just invited family, it's almost 100 people.
Oh. You're one side of my family.
Exactly.
Not even a quarter of my family is 100 people.
You don't. How many would you have at your wedding if you had a wedding?
30 max.
Let's suspend disbelief for a moment and imagine there's someone who would marry you. Your attitude to the world.
Well, let's say my wedding's the most, hypothetically, it's the most important day of my life.
Yeah.
I want the most important people there.
Uh-huh.
You don't see 100 people every day, connect with them. In 3 months, you're not going to connect with anywhere near 30 people intimately. That's who you should have at your wedding. Stop the 100 people.
Do you believe this? Hello, Leanne, Mom.
Hi, sorry. I had stakeholder meetings.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Mulelo, if you invite...
I had 130 at mine.
It's ridiculous. Not bad. It's ridiculous.
And I knew all of them and I saw them all at least once a week.
Well, see?
And that's not getting into the politics of, oh, well, if I invite George, then I also have to invite Marianne and then I have to invite... No.
No, it was just people who I wanted to share the day with.
Thinking about the fact that if you invite everyone who works here, you're easily standing at 15 already.
He wouldn't, though.
Yeah.
He wouldn't invite all of us.
Yeah, good point.
He wouldn't invite us.
The bitch.
No, he's a bitch. All right, so, how's everybody doing?
Oh, very
good. How was the weekend? Huh?
Apart from the president's announcements, it was good.
Sure. My brother had a bit of an amazing race yesterday.
Oh.
Because he was on a ski resort in France.
Oh.
And woke up to the news on TV that all ski resorts in France had been closed.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, but I'm in one.
So how did he get out?
So he ran downstairs and said, is this true? And they said, yes, we've closed. He said, hold that thought. I'll be right back. Ran up, showered, packed, got downstairs, gave back the skis, said, I'm out of here. Managed to find a bus which leads to some kind of transport contraption that goes down hills.
Like a funicular?
Funicular. Mm-hmm. Got onto the funicular, got onto a train with 3 minutes to spare.
Wow.
To Geneva in Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
Got to Geneva and booked into the hotel. And the guy who works there, the clerk, actually lives in France and drives to Geneva every day. It's just really across the border. And they were closing that border at midnight last night. So he really just made it. Now it's a case of trying to move his flights earlier.
Oh.
He's still got to fly to the UK and
wow.
back to South Africa where he'll be tested and quarantined.
Huh.
Yeah.
Holy shit. A lot going on.
I think this all just became a little too real for my liking.
Well, does anyone know anyone yet? Because there's 60 cases now.
61.
61. 62, 63, 64,
65.
No.
I do know one, and she was the second person in South Africa.
Oh, you early adopter, huh?
Yeah, first Gauteng case.
Shit.
And it's getting closer to our circles. I mean, even just physically. There's that King David school where someone was affected. There's now someone at Wits who was affected. It's like, if I hear someone is affected at Tash's,
listen,
then my world is crushed.
And what are you going to do all day?
Oh, no.
The day before yesterday, I had, you know when your saliva goes down the wrong pipe?
Oh.
And I happened to be in the queue at Woolworths.
Uh-oh. So you started to cough.
Spluttering, okay. I was red in the face. I was sweating because I was trying so hard to contain it. But it was like bad coughing and people did move away from me. I was so embarrassed. Got into the car and I just let loose.
Well, Daniel's in Dubai. He says, listen to this. We are pretty much shut down completely. Clubs and bars are closed. All sports events are cancelled. Gyms, etc. are also closed. Oh, that's what I've stopped doing. I on Wednesday last week, decided no more gym.
Too. You're not even taking the chance. No.
I know you did
also
as well.
Did, yeah. And it's going to put a bump in my routine.
I know.
But I'll get through it.
You hate to hear it.
You'll stay shredded at home.
I'm going to do my Tony aerobics videos at home.
There we go. Even the beaches seem to be being shut down. Shisha hookah pipes are banned in all establishments. Spas are also closed. All government-issued orders. I went to the shops yesterday. It seems people are starting to stock up because the shelves are quite empty. No new visas are being issued either. Any ideas for date night? No, Daniel, I'm afraid not. Sure. My husband is working in the UK, says Robin. As the news broke on the travel ban, he headed to Heathrow and got on a plane to come home to see out the crisis here. He will self-isolate for the next 2 weeks and we'll only see him then.
Mm.
You know how many guys are like thrilled, and girls, let's be honest, to be able to get away from people that they really are sick of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This might be too soon, but I actually like the idea of being alone for 2 weeks.
I love it.
Mm.
I could easily do that. I could go home after today, not see any of you people for like 2 weeks.
With all the love in the world, I respect and I understand that.
I'm serious.
I'm not taking it personally.
Think of
really.
How much I would be pleased to see you when we got back. It would be like having a holiday.
Now imagine if you have to be quarantined with people who you don't like. Perhaps you and your spouse aren't really in the best space.
Yeah, it would be.
You
have to sit and talk to each other for 2 weeks.
Oh, you'll file for divorce.
Zulu Wili Lili Lili. That's you, Mbulelo.
Let's hear it.
Then you've never attended a wedding in Limpopo. You'll have 1,000 people there easily.
Oh, you're very wrong. I've attended far too many for my liking in Limpopo. My mother's from Limpopo. It's murder.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, weddings are murder. They're murder in the Western sense when it takes 2 hours. Now you go to a black one in Limpopo. 3 priests. Oh, murder. It's hot. It's 40
degrees.
This
is why you're against it, basically.
No, because it makes no sense to have people nobody knows more than... At most, you know 20 people intimately. That's who you have at your wedding. Go home. And stop pretending you know more than 20. You don't.
Hey, do you think South Africa is a good place to be isolated?
This is the thing, you know. A lot of the crew that were coming from, the group that were coming from Wuhan, South Africans, at the last minute turned around and said, we're not getting on this plane.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They didn't want to come here.
There were meant to be another 14. And they said... We're actually really happy with the way China's handling this.
Huh.
And I suppose they thought, we have no idea how South Africa's going to handle it.
Oh.
So we feel safer here.
Wow.
If I was perhaps by the coast, then it would be a little better to survive through corona there. Because, you know, when they say social distancing, they don't necessarily mean don't go out completely. So at least if you're by the coast, you can still go and sit alone by the beach. You can still go and... I don't know, climb Lion's Head. Here in the city, I guess you're just stuck on your own.
Yeah. But there are worse places, surely, than South Africa. At least we can get stuff here. I wouldn't want to be in the middle of China. That would be the worst place.
Yeah, I think South Africa's a good place to be isolated.
A great place.
Yeah.
Like if you live in Cape Town, you live a Swiss lifestyle for some people. Like you're there.
I think it's easier if you have money.
Yeah.
I don't think... Poor people in South Africa are better off. I think they're way worse off, right? But that's kind of obvious, and I think that would be true for poor people anywhere in the world. Mm. I mean, if you're poor in Paris, you're pretty miserable as well.
Mm.
I know if you're poor in New York, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So I think being poor is not great, but if you're going to be isolated anywhere, this is not a bad country to be isolated in. Hey, Ass, how is Joey, Michelle? Yeah, because that's why you weren't here on Friday.
Yeah. He has an enlarged heart.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
And it's getting worse with age. And so when he moves around, that his heart rattles against his rib cage and makes him cough. So he's on diuretics to reduce the fluid around his heart. And he's on antibiotics because he had a fever. And he's on bronchial dilators.
Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah,
for a little dog like that?
Look, it takes me a lot of Vienna sausage in the morning to cut up, to put all and sneak all of his tablets into. But
it's a lot of medication for such a small dog.
It is, yeah. I mean, he's only 6 kilograms.
Yeah.
But no, he's doing really well, so thank you for asking.
Oh, shame, man.
Okay, coronavirus support. People are saying there's a number that the Department of Health have launched that you can actually send an SMS to. I'll give that number to you if you do
WhatsApp,
want to be.
WhatsApp, yes.
Yeah, it's a WhatsApp number. and then they'll send you updates.
Yes.
If you need to, you know.
You can prompt for updates as well, almost like cell phone banking.
I had 200 people at my wedding, and I left out all my first cousins. That's from Carl.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, that's 200 excluding your first cousins. Exactly. You see, that's a lot.
It is a lot. But Nenzelele says, apparently we're prohibited from attending classes. Yeah, students, I think they're going to probably shut down the universities this week. I know schools are ordered to shut down on Wednesday.
Mm. Yeah, but it's actually just 2 days before they're meant to. Yeah, they're meant to close on Friday, so 2 days won't really make much of a difference. According to the Twitter account of the Vice Chancellor and Principal at the University of Johannesburg, they have cancelled all classes and graduations until further notice. And then I also saw an account, and I couldn't verify if this is official or not, an account from the University of Cape Town saying that they'll also cancel classes for now. And followed with that, I saw a video of a bunch of students, way more than 100, all gathered together, dancing and celebrating the fact that classes are cancelled. So I thought,
how ironic.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I don't understand some people. I mean, look, for a lot of people, it's an excuse for a holiday, but better be safe than sorry, you know?
Mm. Yeah, also, there were a lot of people who said after the speech, oh no, Ramaphosa, we didn't want to work. Why did you say that schools can close, but we still have to work? And I thought that's not a very good showing of... Yeah. You know, support and goodwill and positivity.
But you know what people are like. There are going to be two kinds of people with this situation. And people hugely support each other and like, no, let's stay away from work. And they figure out ways to do remote working. And they see it as an adventure. And then there are those people who are just going to be dicks about it. They're going to go around and they're going to cough on things and they're going to touch things. And they're just going to be desperately attention seeking the whole way through it. And they're going to complain and grumble about everything. You know, there are occasions in human history, we all have to suspend our day-to-day lives to fulfill some greater purpose for survival or for the improvement of society around us or whatever it might be. And this is not a big ask. It's not like we're being told to go to war. You know? It's really not that hard. Mm. So you might have to... there might be a shortage of certain of your luxury food items in the shops. There may be... less opportunity for you to go and party or do things that are selfish and you know, and purely recreational. And you may not be able to go to certain places like you would ordinarily. So it's not going to kill you. Just do it. I don't see any reason why we have to be douchey about it.
The effects of the virus aside, have we ever seen an effect like this before? I was actually thinking about it over this weekend. Like, this whole thing has gripped the world.
Well, there's one thing that
I
realize. You
can't go anywhere where they aren't talking about.
Humans these days are much harder to control, despite the fact that we've got more information and we are, you know, we're dispersed throughout the globe, but we can get hold of each other in an instant. There's a huge connectivity that we've never had before. The difficulty is that people are less responsive to orders than they've ever been. Most people don't listen to orders. You know, if the president 100 years ago said, you have to stay at home, nobody would go outside. Mm. They'd stay at home. Now you'd be like, fuck your...
Yeah.
People don't care.
What do you know up yours?
Yeah, exactly. People have all... Everyone's got their own, and everyone's an expert at the moment, so just be careful who you listen to. 0600-123456 is the number you can WhatsApp, and then the Department of Health. Just send them like a hi, and they'll send you info.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, it's William Keyes' personal cell phone number. 0600-123456.
And to be clear, it's not a proper WhatsApp group where people are commenting and
no,
stuff.
No, oh my God, no. That would be
it's
horrible.
Like,
imagine.
So old school cell phone banking.
So basically someone says here, divided we are strong, united we are weak. That's from Vincent. I don't know, dude. My son is not at a Jewish school, but I'm keeping him home today. Because the South African Jewish Board of Deputies has closed all schools from today. Okay. All South African citizens are entitled to claim 785 rand a day to stay at home to avoid the spread of COVID-19. Huh.
That doesn't sound all too official.
Starting from March 17, 2020, the government grant pay is accessible to all, no matter what your employment status. I did not know that. Are you sure about that? Wow. Mm. Okay, there's some interesting info. It'd be worth checking that out. That's from Eric Cavanaugh. We are apparently prohibited from attending martial arts classes. Mixed martial arts classes here in J-Bay, unfortunately. All right. That's from Eddie. Thanks, Eddie. It was my birthday yesterday, and when someone told me happy birthday, I'd reply thank you and beware the Ides of March. Good, yes, because it was yesterday, the 15th. Good morning, guys. This is from KC. Ass, let me take out his heart and kill it. No more bills. How?
Oh.
Poor Joey. Isn't that sweet?
Drastic.
The Serbian president, after arriving 10 minutes late to a press conference, also declared a national emergency. Among the usual suspects, everyone over the age of 65 has to stay at home. There will be patrols in the streets. Young people are being asked not to visit the elderly, only to buy them food and leave it outside their front door. People who are ordered to isolate or quarantine themselves will receive a 3-year jail sentence with no trial if they break the quarantine.
Jesus,
in Serbia, it's hectic.
You know, there's some unanswered questions for myself. I ordered Mr. Delivery yesterday, or Eat Outs, or one of those.
Yeah.
Uber Eats. And when my food arrived, I thought, I mean, I had very little concern that this person would be positive. But what about that? What about the people who've prepared your food? They've held your cold drink bottle.
Oh, thanks, Leanne.
Yeah.
Your burger box. How far does it go?
Yeah. I mean, look, we're all going to get it eventually. Mm. That's what they say. You're going to get it. Been a couple of good videos that have been sent around, some of them by actual medical professionals, others just people with an opinion.
Mm.
And some of the stuff is really interesting. Where the hell's my phone? Because I wanted to play you something.
I
must have left it in the office.
Oh.
All right, well, before we get to that, one of the funniest things that I've heard about this is something that's actually 25 years old. And it's from George Carlin. You know who he is, right? The comedian.
Yes.
Possibly the greatest stand-up comedian of all time.
Oh, easily one of the best, right? I would say he's got to be in the top two or three.
Yeah.
So here he is. Just listen to this. This is George Carlin 20 years ago talking about super viruses and what you have to do to protect yourself and how humans just don't know how their immune system works. And he's so goddamned funny. This guy is absolutely one of the funniest people that's ever lived. And what he said then is still about as relevant as anything now. It's just unbelievable. I don't think he even was aware of what a genius he was. Forget about Nostradamus, who could predict the future. This guy was like the best person in the world for predicting human behavior, and especially stupid human behavior. So listen to this quickly. Yeah, this is worth taking a listen to before we get to the five things that you need to know today. All right, here's George Carlin.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs. Why, these fucking pussies. You can't even get a decent hamburger anymore. They cook the shit out of everything now because everybody's afraid of food poisoning. Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a fucking chance, will you? You know how many people die in this country from food poisoning every year? 9,000. That's all. It's a minor risk. Take a fucking chance, bunch of goddamn pussies. Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs, what are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Now, let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. So personally, I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Yes, I do. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section, on New Year's morning during a soccer riot. And you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice. My immune system is equipped with the biological equivalent of fully automatic military assault rifles with night vision and laser scopes. And we have recently acquired phosphorus grenades, cluster bombs, and anti-personnel fragmentation mines. So, when my white blood cells are on patrol, reconnoitering my bloodstream, seeking out strangers and other undesirables, if they see any suspicious-looking germs of any kind, they don't fuck around. They whip out the weapons, they wax the motherfucker, and deposit the unlucky fellow directly into my colon. Into my colon. There's no nonsense. There's no Miranda warning. There's none of that three strikes and you're out shit. First defense, bam, into the colon you go.
So good. Yeah, good. Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh. And speaking of my colon, I want you to know I don't automatically wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom, okay? Can you deal with that? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know when I wash my hands? When I shit on them. That's the only time. And you know how often that happens? Tops, 2-3 times a week. Tops. Maybe a little more frequently over the holidays, you know what I mean? And I'll tell you something else, my well-scrubbed friends. You don't always need a shower every day. Did you know that? It's overkill. Unless you work out or work outdoors or for some reason come in intimate contact with huge amounts of filth and garbage every day, you don't always need a shower. All you really need to do is to wash the four key areas. Armpits, asshole, crotch, and teeth. Got that? Armpits, asshole, crotch, and teeth. In fact, you can save yourself a whole lot of time if you simply use the same brush on all four areas.
That's great.
Oh, no.
You see, now, obviously, he's a comedian, so I don't want anyone going, oh, my God, that's such dangerous advice, because there are going to be people who just have no sense of humor about all of this. But there's George Carlin being more sensible about a lot of this stuff than most people. You are going to get this.
This was before coronavirus, so...
Yeah, but he said, what about if you get one of these super viruses? You heard it in there.
No, he was an absolute genius. And if you haven't seen his rant on religion, go and Google that for yourself.
All of that didn't protect George Carlin from a heart attack, Carl. Yeah, that's right. But a heart attack's hardly caused by germs. That's true.
Talking about predictions, I don't know if you've seen that the author Dean Koontz.
Yes, in his book, we've all seen this now. It's been highlighted and WhatsApped to me 100 times.
1981 novel.
Yeah.
The Eyes of Darkness. And he, it was science fiction, but he predicted in the, well, not predicted, he told the story of a virus that had been developed in labs in Wuhan, and it was called Wuhan 400. Respiratory implications, but his virus was 100% deadly, whereas ours isn't, so we're okay.
No. All right, let's get into the things you need to know this morning, shall we? A couple of headlines. First of all, there was an evacuation on Nettleton Road in Clifton following the spread of the fire that broke out in Cape Town Sunday afternoon. As if they don't have enough to deal with in Cape Town. According to Disaster Risk Management spokesperson Charlotte Powell, who also advised that residents are requested to make use of wet towels or rags wrapped around their mouth and nose because there's so much smoke. Evacuate immediately if you're told to do so. Remember to take along your chronic medication, ID, passports, cash, cell phones, bottled water, non-perishable food, a set of clothing and blankets, and toiletries. Protect your pets from the wildfire smoke. The SPCA will assist animals that are displaced. Horrible. This is all happening in Cape Town because of a fire on Table Mountain.
You know, I'm not one to panic, but...
That fynbos, let me tell you something. I've heard from ecologists that we have... There are more species of certain plants just on Table Mountain, these fancy fynbos plants that we supposedly need. All of them are flammable by the sound of things. I don't see how we can live in proximity to, in such close proximity to something that's so flammable.
Just remember, it was there before we were.
Well, it's time to either root it out and chop it out of the earth for once and for all, and then people don't have to worry about burning down, or the people must move.
Yes.
They can't live. They cannot live side by side anymore. Non-compatible. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Sorry. The jobs of at least 30 sports presenters at the SABC are on the line as the public broadcaster reportedly plans to do away with separate sports bulletins on its radio stations.
Ooh.
According to the city press, sports will be combined with news as part of a cost-cutting measure administered by the cash-strapped national broadcaster. Publication is reporting the SABC sports department sent an email to staff last week informing them of the changes which are due to come into effect next month. Well, there isn't much to report at the moment, so they can always blame it on COVID-19. This is the point, right? Is like a lot of people are going to use this as an excuse. This coronavirus epidemic. Oh, yeah. They're going to say, well, the reason that we had to fire you was because of this coronavirus thing. Might have nothing to do with it.
Oh, no.
They're going to say, oh, the reason we've been unproductive for the last 2 months is definitely the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah, what if you have restaurants as clients and they've had to close?
Mm-hmm.
Your services are gone.
You'll have to let some people go.
Mm.
Anyway, there might be hope for some of them as stations may be given the opportunity to motivate to the SABC's radio group executive why they should be allowed to keep their on-air staff. And they will then decide whether or not to carry the cost. Trust me, SABC's been... it's just been run so badly. This might actually be a good thing. In CNN, they're reporting, as coronavirus spreads across the globe, the vacation rental company Airbnb expanded its extenuating circumstances policy yesterday, allowing almost all travelers to cancel their reservations penalty-free.
Mm.
Now, most travelers who booked with the company will qualify for penalty-free refunds for bookings, and thousands of travelers are canceling their reservations and choosing to stay home. Hmm.
You know those idyllic beach resorts off of islands where you've got the stilts and the chalets are on the stilts, etc. There are a number of those in the Maldives that have been shut down because there have been people who've tested positive who work in those hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking so isolated. Little islands that you can't even see on the map. And these people are stuck there. But they're saying how amazing it is just because they're being allowed to stay on for free and they're getting exactly the same service and food that they would have been getting. And they're all just kind of walking around on the beach.
Oh, really?
Doing stuff, reading, relaxing.
That's a good place to be isolated.
Yeah.
Sure, I could do that.
Although if it closes its borders, then you're really screwed.
You really are. Yeah, and if they run out of supplies there, it's just horrible. In a statement, King Felipe VI of Spain has renounced the inheritance of his scandal-hit father, Juan Carlos. Mm. In a statement, the palace said that Juan Carlos, who abdicated in 2014, would also stop receiving an annual grant of 194,000 euros. Gets that every year just for being the ex-king.
Disgusting.
This comes as the 82-year-old former king has been criticized for his lavish lifestyle. Juan Carlos, who reigned for 39 years, is also facing investigation by the Swiss financial authorities. You know what a badass you have to be for the Swiss financial authorities to go after you? They don't investigate anybody. Mobutu Sese Seko, who was the most twisted, rotten, corrupt leader in living history. Well, okay, he's one of them, because there are a lot. This guy had a Swiss bank account that was chock full of cash, and the Swiss never raised an eyebrow. They're like, oh, no, it's fine, you bring your money here, it's not a problem. So for Juan Carlos to be a person of interest to the Swiss financial authorities, you must know.
Well, you know who else the Swiss chased? FIFA. That's how much of right. a big, that's how big you have to you be have of to a be. Screw up.
Yeah. Well, the media reports are that he received $100 million in 2008 from Saudi Arabia via an offshore account. How's that?
Obscene.
Isn't that revolting?
Obscene.
He's made no comments on the issue. Some royal analysts in Spain say that by renouncing his father's inheritance, King Felipe is trying to distance himself from his father's affairs. Yeah, he took over after General Franco, Juan Carlos. So, you know. He was the first crowned head of state in 44 years in Spain. And the king has involved himself less in day-to-day politics. He's become more of a figurehead. Until a few years before his abdication, his popularity was high, but a lavish elephant hunting trip to Botswana in 2012 and corruption allegations involving his youngest daughter, Christina, and her husband led to calls for him to step aside. So he did.
So when he says he's renouncing his inheritance, is that everything? Is he now just going to be Joe Soap? Or are they keeping...
No. He's going to be the king, but he's saying, I'm distancing myself from my father's money. He's still the...
He's still going to collect... if you don't know how Spain's set up, the crown still collects taxes from the areas of Valencia and... Oh, so he's still going to collect that. He's not completely...
He's still the feudal monarch.
So he's still bollocks, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Several cruise ships are still stranded at sea with some of the confirmed corona cases on board as the pandemic expands around the globe. Some ships have been denied port, leaving them to anchor off the coast of a country. Other cruisers have docked with quarantine passengers aboard. Now, imagine that. You think it's bad to be quarantined at home. At least it's your house, you know?
Mm.
It's your things. It's your space. You can walk around. You know where you are. You're not immediately having to share with the person in the cabin next door when the tomatoes in the kitchens of the ship have now become so watery and rotten and old. Can you imagine what that's like? Ugh. There are all kinds of ships that are stranded all over. The MS Braemar is stranded in the Bahamas. The Silver Shadow is docked in Brazil. Silver Explorer docked in Chile. The Golden Princess is cleared to set sail for Australia, but only now. Norwegian Jewel is stranded in the South Pacific Ocean. There are no cases reported. But they're all being really careful because a ship is like a petri dish for this thing.
Yeah. But isn't it wonderful that we live in 2020 where we've got drones that we can just take stuff in and out?
Yeah, that's true.
And we don't need to get near the people.
Yeah, good point.
Keep them there. And the great thing about ships is you can actually recycle water on there without needing to for anybody to be there. This
very good
we
point.
We really are 2020. Great okay. time to get the COVID.
Great time. There ever is. All right, a few messages that have come through this morning. Sorry if you already commented on this. I missed the first 10 minutes. Have a good one, Tanya. She's just sent an update on something we've already covered. Two Oceans was cancelled. That's the Two Oceans Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I got my refund from Airbnb within minutes of my request yesterday. On another note, I now have to cancel my overseas holiday too. Fucking virus. Mm. Yeah, but you know what's good news? Is you should be able to move the flight to wherever. And I saw that South African, that local flights,
yes.
They're allowing you to move at no charge.
Yeah.
Isn't that good news?
Fantastic.
I think so.
Yeah, that's really, wow, that's playing ball.
All right. Do you want to speak to Simba? Where is Simba at the moment? Hey, Simba, how are you doing, dude?
Hey, what's up, Gareth? How's it going?
All good. Where are you at the moment? Where are you stranded?
I'm back. I'm back in Orange County, California. So I haven't been traveling much for the past few weeks. My company just kind of had us all chill for a little bit with the traveling. So I've been pretty much local and at home the whole time.
Are you guys shut down? Is there a lot going on? I saw a tweet from, I think, Bill Burr, the comedian. He said California is just empty. People have all stayed at home. You can park anywhere in LA, which you can never do. What's it like in Orange County?
The freeways were completely stranded. Like this afternoon, I'd gone to meet up with some friends. We went to a little local bar. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're trying to kind of keep some level of normalcy. So we go to a bar about 3:30. The waiter comes up and says, "Hey, look, we just got an announcement that all bars have to close this evening. So we're giving everyone 30 minutes to go." So now we're really hunkered down. So it's starting to feel very, very real.
Are you staying at home?
Yeah, no choice. There's there's literally nothing to do. I mean, I think, you know, Sia was talking earlier about, you know, being on the coast is kind of nice. I think I'll probably spend the day tomorrow at the beach or something like that, just to get outside. But you realistically, you know, from a you know, restaurants are all shut down. The announcement just came. That same announcement said all restaurants, bars, clubs have to close down completely.
Wow.
And restaurants will only do to-go orders. So you just go in, you order, you make your order, you pick it up, and you go home.
But there's no problem with
the economic
supplies.
Impact.
I mean, you're not seeing like supermarket shelves empty like in places, you know, part of Australia. There, people are panic buying. In Europe, there's a lot of that going on. Even here in South Africa, I heard that there are a couple of shops that have been emptied out.
Oh my! It's just as bad here. There's literally no toilet paper in any of the grocery. And I actually don't understand why toilet paper is the first thing to go. But like, there's no toilet paper. All the aisles are like completely empty. Like nothing on the shelf. No Purell or hand sanitizer. All that is completely sold out everywhere. So, I mean, it was weird. Like, I went into the grocery store yesterday, and even meat, like, there was barely any choice. So I picked up a little bit of meat and stuff, but all the canned goods, just anything that people need, you know, that can last for the next, you know, a couple weeks at least, is almost completely gone. But I'm pretty sure supplies will be coming in during the week.
All right, dude. Well, you look after yourself.
Yeah, man.
If you could do me one favor, if you turn out to have coronavirus, won't you find the Kardashians and infect the whole fucking family? Please.
Those sort of statements are going to become illegal. Watch.
Oh, please.
Another announcement. The Mexican president just made an announcement about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And they actually said they are going to now pay for the wall. So.
Oh, that's good. You see?
I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I knew it was part of my plan.
All right. Thanks, dude.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Simba, live on the line from Orange County. He listens to us, and you can too. And you can also listen to podcasts by going to cliffcentral.com. We have tried to get all the most up-to-date information for you. Tomorrow, by the way, you're wondering where Anthea is today. Tomorrow, Anthea is going to be in for a whole half hour to talk to us about the economic implications of what the president said last night and also what the world economy is looking like. It's going to be tough. Like, nobody knew this was going to happen at the beginning of this year. Nobody had any idea, except maybe the Chinese, who need to be held accountable. Seriously. See, I don't let this corona fool you. The killer is still out there.
Ooh. Look, I was practicing social distancing almost unconsciously this weekend. I just saw two friends, but largely I was indoors. I was like, I'm not tempting fate. I'm too young to die. I think I only went out, physically left the house on Saturday afternoon to see these two friends. But other than that, I was indoors all the way through.
But you just said, and you didn't even realize it, you're too young to die. You are too young to die.
I am.
You'll probably not even feel it.
Okay, but let me not try to even feel it.
Apparently, some people who get the coronavirus are completely asymptomatic. So they don't even feel like they've got a, you know, bad dose of the flu. It's
what if we're carriers?
Could be. One of us could be already, maybe more than one of us.
Yeah. And then we'll never really affect you though, right?
But you, this is where you've got to be careful, is you've got to be really careful
you're
not
the most
passing
dangerous.
It on,
yeah.
Not passing it on to people who are over 60 years old, who have lung problems, because then you're going to make their lives an absolute misery.
That's why now the ball drops as to why authorities have been stressing the importance of social distancing.
Yeah, by the
That's
way, if you have... old people in your family who you see regularly, don't see them for the next 2 weeks. If even if you can 100% guarantee you don't have anything, just do not visit old age homes and things. There's no need for you to do that, because you would go in there and you might be fine, but you spread it there, and it's just an old age home is just the worst place for this. Here's an interesting message. They're rolling in this morning. Jesus, a lot of people up. Kent says, good morning, guys. I decided to tune in live today all the way from LA. I'm pulling an all-nighter for a deadline. I'm in public accounting, and we've basically been told to work remotely until further notice. This afternoon, we received an email from the partners at my firm stating there's one confirmed case from a person who works in our building, just a few floors below us. So this shit really is getting real. Anyway, I'm supposed to be traveling at home. Traveling home at the end of this month, and Matamela's press release just said South African travelers from the high-risk areas will need to self-quarantine. How do you self-quarantine when living with people?
Yeah, also another thing I've been wondering about. Like, for instance, the VIT student. There's a possibility. It's not only her, it's 350 other people who were in the same room as her. They have to self-quarantine. Many of them still live with their parents and siblings. So how does that work?
Yeah. I don't know how it works exactly. I know that this travel ban kicks in on the 18th, right? So you've got today and tomorrow, basically, to travel. If you are doing international stuff, or you need to get in, or they need to get out, or whatever, that's what I've heard. It has to... from Wednesday, it's just not going to happen. And someone sent me a... picture of flights leaving the USA, and you know, you get those aerial maps of kind of where all the air traffic is. This is from Ian, and you can see it's all flights from the USA leaving in droves to Europe, and nothing incoming because they've cancelled all of those. No more than 100 in a gathering. My domestic uses a bus to get to work, and they have more than 100 people on
taxi ranks.
Yeah, I
imagine. Bus stops.
No, it's bad.
Park station, could you imagine?
Very bad. And someone else here saying that I'm right that Corona is being used as an excuse. This is from Mr. Benneker.
Oh, yeah. Many people are still going to use it.
I found in the president's speech there was a lot of hidden reference with Corona about to have a huge impact on our economy. It's going to take a lot of time to recover. We were in the shit before this already, so trust the ANC to ride this as an excuse long after Corona is gone. Yeah, you watch. What it has done is it's put the whole world economy on pause. So it's likely it's going to be used by politicians as an excuse. We refuse to leave our house and everything will now get delivered. That's according to another message. I had the flu since Wednesday last week. Today I'm going back to work. I can't afford taking any more leave. That's from Babazi. Yeah, look, it's going to spread and everyone's eventually going to get it. So
maybe that was flu, i.e. influenza.
No, it could be. It absolutely could be. And don't go to the doctor to have yourself checked out for corona unless you absolutely think you have corona. You need to do a little self-diagnosis first, because otherwise you're wasting the doctor's time with people who could actually have it. You know, so if you're not sure, or you just feel, oh, I've got a bit of a cold, just chill. Ride it out.
Stay at home.
All right, very good. Hey, morning, guys. I wonder if Sturkinikor will still stay open, as I'm looking forward to watching Bloodshot, Vin Diesel.
Oh, good point.
Now, I wouldn't go to public places at the moment if you can possibly help it. You can just imagine how these apocalypse bunkers must be flying off the shelves. Well, yeah, there are companies that actually build these apocalypse, like, rooms, these panic rooms for you. I think those people are crazy, the people who have apocalypse bunkers. But they're all sitting there going, right now. They're like, I stocked up on beans and ammo.
But there's that company that builds it for like billionaires, right? I forget what that company is called. Have you seen those bunkers?
Yeah. Oh, it's like a whole hotel underground.
My God.
Just tell me, if you did have to stock up on, let's say for a month, you weren't allowed to leave home, and I gave you 2 days to go and buy everything you needed, what would you buy?
Well, obviously the first thing that comes to mind is toilet paper.
Why is that?
Why? I don't get that.
You can substitute a lot of other things in the home. You know, you can use sunlight soap to wash your bath.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But there's very little you can use in the place of toilet paper.
But Leanne, if you had, you know, two trolley carts to fill, you'd really stack up on loo paper as opposed to more food.
All right, but let's take toilet paper because she's obviously not the only one.
It's not one thing. There'd be other things as well. Then the obvious things like pastas and non-perishable foods and tinned items.
Yeah, baked beans.
Perhaps bulk cooking meat-based meals and then freezing them, although load shedding messes up with that a bit.
What about ammo?
Oh.
I'd buy ammo.
Is that in the milk aisle?
I'd go out and buy ammo. I'm serious. I'd stock up on some ammo. Because people go crazy doing these things. You don't want someone bashing down your door because they know you have supplies. You've seen these zombie movies, right?
See, I was thinking about it as well when people were just even remotely buying around town here. And I thought, I'm just running to my sister's place.
Is that what you're going to do?
Call me immature. I'm doing that.
Milk Hurst for all her stuff.
They're older. They're responsible.
What do you have to get?
Lots of batteries so I can keep watching documentaries and stuff. So like backup batteries for a laptop.
Okay.
Would be most important.
I'd also obviously need wine and cat food.
Mm.
In equal amounts.
Well, someone says I'd stock up on alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
you can clean
tiny
stuff with alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol's quite useful. Especially isopropyl alcohol, which you can use for hand sanitizer.
I just wanted some wine.
Okay, all right. Okay. I disagree with Leanne. You can substitute toilet paper with newspaper.
Or socks.
I haven't wiped my backside with newspaper.
I've never done
ever,
it.
But I'd like to. I like almost want to try now. Just to see.
Do you know what worries me the most?
No.
Is the black print ink going onto my cheeks.
Who's going to see that?
And in the crack of your ass.
My underwear is going to see that. Like.
These are not the visuals I was thinking of.
Like,
for
oh my
Monday
god!
Morning.
Like, what if you if somebody sees you naked? Oh my god! You won't believe it. Selena Gomez is number one on the charts.
Yeah. LW says,
"See, the stocks have fallen."
I would stock up on flour, eggs, meat, toilet paper, frozen veggies, tinned food, and pasta. LW's thought about this.
Mm.
He's got a whole shopping list. Hey team, I really hope everyone who wants me to pay my bills at the end of the month will also put my payments on pause while everyone else needs to be in quarantine.
Yeah, man, for freelancers, I really don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, and what do you do, for instance, with your domestic worker if it gets to the point where you don't either want her in your house or you are afraid of infecting her? Do you still pay her?
Yeah, you have to, I suppose. You can wash your bum with soap and water, Leanne. Someone says.
No, they still, but then what can.
Can we please not take it there?
Skin on skin.
No, let's not.
The Arabic people are laughing at us now. They're saying, you laughed when we said, wash your bum with water.
Oh.
Do you think Jehovah's Witnesses will seize this the opportunity and come knocking on doors because they know we'll all be home?
But then we have another excuse not to open the door because, I'm under quarantine.
You can just talk through the keyhole and go, I don't believe in it. Go away.
Apparently, the classified section is the softest part of the newspaper if you're going to use it.
And how would this person know?
I don't know. I have no idea. But that's,
you don't want
that's
the
Caballo.
You don't want the specials
Caballo,
sheet with all of the big pictures of Rama and all the color printing. That's not good. It's too smooth.
I love it last night, which is the most serious moment we've had as a country for a while now. The president's giving this address, albeit 2 hours late, and everybody's already churning out memes of how you do the elbow greeting, of where's Cyril, Cyril's missing. We love laughing in this country. We love laughing.
There's
anything that ties
chuckled
us together, it's that.
I properly chuckled as well over this weekend when the first video was legitimate. It was actually a little touching as well. It was a an apartment building in Italy.
Yeah.
And was a bunch of people who were standing out on the balconies, and they were singing some Italian song.
Like all that instruments.
And, yes, yeah. Very, very sweet. But then trust the internet to take that and run with it. So now there've been some people who've been doctoring that same video.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take the audio from a singer's live concert. And so already when you take an audio from a live concert, it's very tinny, it sounds very echoey. So if you match that audio over that video, it's believable that the people on the balcony were now singing that song.
Yeah.
And so these fake accounts have been tweeting these big artists, like Katy Perry has fallen prey to it. Someone tweeted her and said, "Katy Perry, look at how people in Italy self-quarantined were so touched by Raw that they were all singing Raw." Then of course Katy fell for it, saying, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I believe." Even and then someone else doctored it, and they laid a Madonna song, and they tweeted Madonna saying, "Madonna, you're keeping hope alive in Italy as people are quarantined." And Madonna also tweets, "Thank you guys.
Oh, no.
I love my Italian fans."
That is so awkward.
It's a proper chuckle.
All right, well, we'll keep you updated. We'll take your calls and your messages, 0797482090. Let us know what's up, and we can get stuck into the week. We've got some news stories on the way. We are probably not going to change anything here for the next couple of days, unless obviously we're told to, but I don't see any reason why we can't do what we do. You can't catch the coronavirus from listening to us.
Mm.
Good
point. That's one thing that nothing changes in. If we, however, if all of us get it...
Oh, then we're done for.
Well, some of us are done for.
We could Skype from home.
We could. I was thinking about it. We don't have any protocols here yet, but we'll give it some thought. Maybe if you have some ideas, let us know. All right. Cliffcentral.com. Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. Bright and early. Get your day started. Let us know what you're up to, and we can all chat and catch up with each other. This is the safest way to do it, actually. And by the way, if you're a business that is trying to communicate with people and you don't want them to be spreading coronavirus, don't call a meeting at your office, especially if you've got a big company with like 4,000 employees. Get hold of us. We'll put a podcast together and you send that to all of their phones.
That's a good idea.
No, seriously, if you're at one of the big banks or one of the larger corporations in this country and you need to communicate with people, your CEO can come in here. It's safe. You can record a quick message for all the staff. We can send that out to them. It's the best way to communicate. Nobody gets infected. Everybody knows what's going on. It's a very sensible way to do things. So I'm being deadly serious when I say it. Just email us, contact@cliffcentral.com, if you want to find out more.
Cliffcentral.com.